the laws of forbidden relationships, and it deals with the halachas of blood, of travel, of labor. That's halachas 1 through 4. Halachas 5 and 6 deal with childbirth while a woman is having a zava. And halachas 7 through 24 deal with rules of calculation and procedure. The Rambam begins as follows. A pregnant woman who began to feel pains, and she was seized by birth pains. And the blood began to flow before she started giving birth. So that blood is known as blood of labor pains. What is the law concerning this blood? If the comes during the days of a menstruation, so then it's blood of a menstrual woman. And the woman becomes unclean as a menstrual woman. If it came during the days of her flow of the flux, then we say it is pure. Shanama bezava, because the Torah says concerning a zava in Vayikra 15:19. Dam yizava bivsara, and her issue in her flesh be blood. Mipiashmu lamdu, the sages according to the tradition learned, zeva machmas atzma vle machmas vlad, ubavachetelet vlad chai, that her issue, when it says her zeva, her issue, it signifies blood flowing on her own account, and which makes unclean. However, not blood on account of the child. Providing this halacha is only if she gives birth to a living child. If she miscarries, ein kesu l'nafalim. So then we say there's no blood of labor concerning a nafal. Afilo hayadam sheses v'yayidim achavolim v'atzar arba asiyem kedim satelet, harez adam kesu v'tar. Now the Rambam says that even if the flow of the blood which accompanies the labor and the pains were from a night beforehand, it's still a dam kesi v'tar. It's considered labor pain, blood from labor, and she's pure. Avalim hischa adam kedem aleda b'chamisha siyemei yes. However, if the blood began flowing 15 or days or more before birth, then we say areis adam ziva v'arei ledes bezav. Then the blood is regarded as the blood of a flux, and we consider as if she gave birth while she was in the state of a zava. And then would make a difference that if she saw 3 days before the 14 days, she'd become a Zava Gedela, etc. Halacha Beis, the Medva Mamun, when does this halacha apply? The Shalei Pascha Atzim Lachavon Vatzar Elam Miskasha Vailachas Atziyolda. When the labor and the pains did not cease, and the woman continued laboring until she gave birth. Avam Ras Adam Shlesi Yom Yasubi Mezi Vasa. However, if she had a flow for 3 or more days during the period of her flux, b'tzar v'chavolim, in conjunction with the pains and the labor, u'pasuk la'tzar, and then the pain ceased, v'ravach la'min ha'chavolim, and she stopped having the birth pains, achas shesh yam, after 3 days, v'amda b'nachas esen v'abar shesh yeser, and she was calm, free from pain for 24 hours or more. Apal pishle pasuk adam, although the blood did not cease flowing. Apal pishle chazat tzav chavam acher esen va'bar shais, and although the pain and the labor comes back after 24 hours, hareiz zava, she has the halach of a zava of a woman who has a flux. She ilu hayadam machmas avlad. Because if it was blood that had to do with the childbirth, the pain and the labor would not have stopped for 24 hours. And if she gave birth after that state when she had 24 hour intermission, then it's considered as if she gave birth while in the state of flux. The halacha is as follows. If she had a flow for 1 day without pain, and then for 2 days with the labor, and then she gave birth, eshnayim b'leitzah, 2 days without pain, v'yei mechad b'kushi v'yolda, and then she had 1 day with labor pains, and she gave birth, eyeim b'kushi v'yeim b'leitzah, v'yeim b'kushi v'yolda, But she had one day labor, and one day without pain, and one day labor, and then she gave birth. Any ledus bizav. So we don't regard this woman as giving birth while in the state of zav. Alam rasa yei mecher bekushi v'shnayim b'leit tzav yoldah. However, she saw one day with the travel, with the pains, and 2 days without any pain, and she gave birth. V'shnayim bekushi, or 2 days with pain, v'echad b'leit tzav yoldah, and then 1 day without pain, and then she gave birth after not having pain. Ei b'leit tzav. She had 1 day without pain at all. V'yayim bekushi, and 1 day with birth pains. V'yayim b'leit tzav, and then another day without pain. V'yoldah, she gave birth. So then she's considered giving birth as a zav. Zerklal, this is the general rule. Kushi samach leleda ein ze yeledes bezav. If she had birth pains, labor immediately before the delivery, we don't consider as if she gave birth in the state of flux. Shufi samach leleda ein ze yeledes bezav. However, if she was in a period of ease before she gave birth, then she's considered as having given birth while she was in the state of a zav. Chol shlishi l'riyas aliyas b'yayim aleida, afilu kol ayayim kula b'shofi. If the day of the delivery would fall on the third day of the appearance of the blood, even if that whole day she's at ease, ein ze yeledes b'zav, it's not considered as if she gave birth as a zav. Shari yayim aleida samach l'kushi. Because the day of the delivery immediately followed the birth pains. Rasa shnei yam uvashlishi apila. She saw 2 days, and the third day she miscarried. V'en yiduma apila, and we do not know the nature of the miscarriage. Hareza suffik yiledes suffik zava. So then it remains, this woman's in a state of a doubt whether she's a woman with flux or a woman in childbirth. Halacha hey, keita din yiledes bezav. This that we said in the previous halacha is that a woman has halacha as if she gave birth as a zav. What does the halacha mean? So she has to continue 7 days of cleanliness, and thereupon immerse herself in the evening in a mikvah, and then she'd be permitted to her husband, and then any blood she'll continue to see will be blood of purification. And she brings the offering of a woman with flux and the offering of a woman who gave birth. Therefore, if she gave birth, even if the blood ceased on the day of birth, she has to count 7 days of cleanliness and thereupon immerse herself. And if she gave birth to a female, the Safa Shiva Nikiyim, and she counted 7 clean days, the Shomu Im Arbasi Shaleda Elach Reim. And these 7 days of cleanliness ended with the 14th day of after birth, or after the 14th day. By Nikiva, there has to be 14 days of Tumah, and then it's 66 of Yemei Tareza to Vela, so then she immerses herself in Mutal Abayla, and she's permitted to her husband. Then Shalma Yemei Suir B'teich Arbasi, if the days of counting ended within the 14 days, Reza Suir Abayla Advel Chamishasa. So then she'll be forbidden to her husband until the 15th night. Ketzad, example, Haresha Rasa Dam Shlesha. If she saw flow of blood for 3 days, the Safa Shiva Siyam Nikim, and she counted 7 clean days, Hareya saw you have 10 days altogether, but dying here, Asula Baila Adlel Chamishosis, so she gave birth to Anakavish, she'll be forbidden to her husband until the 15th night. Shakol Arbas, he can eat it because all the 14 days of after birth of Anakavish, she's like a menstruate woman. V'lamei ma'atzichin es ha'yeledes b'zav l'sfir shiva achar shiva shal zacha v'achar abasa shal nekeva. Now the Rambam asks a question. Why don't we require a woman who delivered a child while in the state of flux to count the 7 days after the 7 days of birth for a male and after the 14 days of birth for a female? Why do we say it could go in those days? So the Rambam answers, because the days after childbirth and the days of her menstruation, during which there was no flow of blood, so we credit them in her favor in regard to counting the 7 days, as the Rambam will explain. If a woman gave birth while she was in a state of flux and the blood continues to flow so she has no blood of purification, any blood that she'll see is considered as blood of flux. However, if she counted 7 clean days of Shomar, Basa, Shomnekeva, and the 14 days of for Nekeva, female child, were completed. The Torah and she misses Avachakach, Ros Adam, Betech, Abayim, Shal Zachar, Rishmen, Shomnekeva, and then she saw, had a flow during the 40 days of purification by following a male child, or the 80 days following the birth of a female child, then we say, Rez Adam Torah, it's considered blood of purification. If she counted 7 days of cleanliness but did not immerse herself, and afterwards she had a flow of blood, so then she can immerse herself immediately and she'll be permitted to her husband. Because all the days of purification cannot properly be regarded as either days of menstruation or as days of flux. However, now the Rambam says the blood itself is unclean and it could render something else unclean, and it comes under the same law as the blood of a menstruant woman until she'll immerse herself and then she'll be clean. If a woman having given birth to a female child became pregnant during her 14-day following the 14-day period where she could not be with her husband, and then the blood of labor began to flow within the of the childbirth began to flow within the 80 days, it's considered blood of purification. Although we said previously that there's no such a thing as blood of labor regarding a miscarriage, because any the Rambam says a general rule, any flow of blood which she'll have during the period of her purification is considered clean until the moment she has a miscarriage. And when she'll, when the miscarriage takes place, then she becomes unclean as a woman who gave birth. If she miscarried a male, she'll become unclean as a zoch, like giving birth to a zoch 7 days. In the cave, and if she miscarried in the cave, the uncleanness of the cave 14 days. Umeini yimei tuma v'yimei mulayis mivad sheni. And then she has to reckon the days of uncleanliness and the days of fulfillment from the birth of the second child. Afilo hayusulmim, even if they are twins. Vepila yei mechad, and today she miscarried one of them. Vepila acha afilo acha kamiyam, and the second of the twins she miscarried days later. Meina lesheni meitumas v'yimei, yimei tumah v'yimei mleis. So then she has to reckon the days of uncleanness and the days of fulfillment from the birth of the second child. If a woman who had a flow of flux, if the issue stopped flowing, and she began to count 7 days of cleanliness, and she had blood of labor within the 7 days, within the clean days. It does not break up the days of cleanliness. And the days of the labor included towards the period of 7 days, and similarly, if she gives birth during the 7 days of cleanliness, so we say, Eina Leida, she says, the birth has no effect upon the counting of the 7 days. And the days of birth are credited to the count of the 7 days. Because although she's unclean during them, as the pasuk says in Torah Mizava, it says in Vayikra 15:28. But she'll be clean of her issue. Kivan Chatara Mizeva Afa Pishi Tumeya Tumache. So that's what the pasuk is meaning. that if she's clean from the issue, although she becomes unclean from she contracted another type of uncleanliness, example, tumas leida, tumas nida, tumas teras, the uncleanliness that comes about through childbirth or menstruation or leprosy, harezus the first, then she could continue counting during these days. Bein tumas elukietu and seifin asfira, and uncleanliness of these kinds or other kinds do not cause the way she was counting the days of cleanliness. Yidalf, yimeli dasa, v'yimeni dasa, m'leirasa b'amdam. If a woman had no flow of blood during the days following childbirth or during the days of her menstruation, so then these days are including the count of 7 days of cleanliness. Today we don't hold it that you have to wait after 5 days, and then if she's clean, you count 7 days. And if she saw blood during those days, so then we say the days she saw blood are not including the count of the 7 days. However, they do not exclude the other days from counting. Like if she saw on the 4th day, so then she only had 4th and 5th day, so the first 3 days she saw remain good, and then she only has to count another 4 days. Rather, when the blood stops, she'll add up on the number of days that she has to complete to the 7 days. The Rambam gives a general rule that only the appearance of flux renders the entire count invalid. Void, however, when she just sees it by a mere accident, damnida, it only ruins that day itself, which she saw, but it doesn't ruin the whole count. Once you understand all these principles that we have laid down, you'll understand what the sages said. That that it's possible for a woman to have a flow from her fountain, that's where the source of the blood comes for 114 consecutive days without becoming a woman of a zava, a woman with flux. Now he explains the case. Ketzer, example, shnayim lefnei nidasa, if she saw 2 days before her menstruation, not 3 days which would make her a zava, the shiva yimei nidasa, and the 7 days of her menstruation, the shnayim lachu yimei nidasa, and the 2 days after the need of a arba asa kushi, and 14 days of labor. So it comes out as follows. The first 2 days were the first 2 days of the last 2 days of Yemei Ziva. Then she saw the 7 days of Nida, then the 2 days after Nida, which begin the first 2 days of Yemei Ziva. And then she saw 14 days of labor, Shmeinim Sonakeva, and 80 days that are given Yemei Torah if she gave birth to a female, Veshiva Yemei Nida, and 7 days of Nida, Vishnaim Achi Menida, and then again 2 days after Nida. Halamata from here we now to call them Satir Isha Achi Yemeleis, that any blood that a woman will see after the days of fulfillment, Meleis Yemei Taya, Hutchilas Nidasa, it begins the Yemei Nida. Because he said Shmeinim Sonakeva, which is the Yemei Meleis, and then it says as soon as she saw afterwards, it became Shiva Yemei Nida. Ve'ei Maskichin Alvestus Shemekedim, and you don't pay any attention to fixed periods which she had beforehand. Ve'kacharedam B'Seif Yemei Meleis Bein HaShemashes. Therefore, if a woman saw flow of blood at the conclusion of the days of her fulfillment, Bein HaShemashes at twilight of the last day, Raise herself a nida, so she's a woman who's in doubt if she's a nida. Shema b'layla ras adam, so tchila shimei nidasa. Because maybe the bein hashmashes was already nighttime, which would be the beginning of a menstrual period. Kvar bi'anu, we have already explained in Perek Dalet halacha vav and Perek vav halachas testu yiralef. Shanida shiras adam kol shiva mutesa shamash b'leil shmini achas shetitvo. Nida, although even if she saw blood all 7 days, she's permitted to have intercourse with her husband after she immersed herself on the 8th night, if she did not see them. V'zavak tan mishamer siyem echad tar v'tevelos mutesa shamash erev. And a woman with a flux of a lesser degree only has to wait one day of cleanliness and then immerse herself, and then she's allowed to have intercourse with her husband that evening. The Zavak Dela, however, a woman with a flux of a greater degree, Sefer Shiva Samnakim, has to count 7 clean days of Tevelis, and then she immerses herself with Mutal Shamash Bilal Shmini. And then she can have intercourse with her husband the 8th night. There's only an 11-day intervene between one period of menstruation and the next. And in those 11 days, a woman can become with flux either a lower degree of a zava or a higher degree. After you'll understand all these principles, you'll understand that which the sages said. That if a woman who's presumed to have a flow all her life on alternate days, so then she could have intercourse first on the 8th night, and on the following day, which is the first day after her menstrual period. And then it would come out that during 18 days she could only have intercourse with her husband on 4 nights. And she cannot have intercourse on the days of her cleanliness, because each day of the cleanliness has to be counted against the day of uncleanliness. The fikach, therefore, If she had a flow on each day of uncleanliness at the beginning of the night, so she can only have intercourse on the 8th day, which is the first day after her menstrual period. So to explain this case, this is a woman who every other day she sees the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 7th, 8th, 9th, etc. So therefore, when she saw the first, she has to count 7 days, and the 8th day she could have tashmish with her husband. The 9th day, from the first time she sees, already goes in, and she'll see again, so it already goes into the cheshbon of Yemei Ziva. And then the 10th day, although she wouldn't see on the 10th day, but she has to be Shema Yem Keneged Yem, so she cannot have tashmish until the next night. So then it would come out, and by night she doesn't see the night of the 11th, she only sees by day. So it would come out that the only time she could have tashmish is the eve of the 11th day, the eve of the 13th day, 15th and 17th. Tezvav, this was a woman who would see flow for 2 days, and the next 2 days she would not see. Then she could have intercourse on the 8th, the 12th, the 16th, and on the 20th. Because she saw the 1, 2, then she did not see 3, 4, she saw 5, 6, 7, she does not see, and 8 she does not see. So after 7 days it finished, you may need it, so she could have tashmis on the 8th day. 9th and 10th she saw, 11th and 12th she does not see. She cannot have tashmis on the 11th day, because the 11th day is same yom keneged the 9th and 10th day, which is all in the first 11 days. However, on the 12th day she can have tashmis with the husband. Then the days of Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, she sees dam, the Yemei Ziva. The 15th day is Shemeres Yem Keneged Yem, and then she's Mutter on the 16th day. Then the 17th and 18th day she sees again, and the 19th day is Shemeres Yem Keneged Dad, and she's Mutter on the 20th day and the night before it. 16. Haysegar Shleshi Yom Tamei. If she saw 3 days consecutive, Shleshi Tayin, then she wouldn't see 3 days. Mishameshes Nei Yom Meshleshi Tayin Shaachi Meini Dasa. Then she could have intercourse on 2 of the 3 days of cleanliness which follow her menstrual period. So Because one of them has to be counted shemer sim keneged yem after one of the days of tuma. However, afterwards he cannot have tashmis. Because he is presumed to be a woman with a flux of a greater degree, and she can never come up with 7 days of cleanliness one after the other. So the first 3 days she sees, then 4, 5, 6 she did not see, but that's still of the Yimei Nida. Then the seventh day she began to see again, 7, 8, 9, and the last 2 days are of the Yimei Ziv already. On the tenth day is Shemes Keneged Yem Keneged Yem, and then she's Mutter on the 11th and 12th day. However, afterwards she will become a Zavag Dela. Hayseray Abba Yom Tmeinu, she saw 4 days consecutive, Abba Yom Tmeinu 4 days clean, Mishemes Yem Echad. She can have Tashmis one day, the eighth day, Shach Nidasa, V'shuvayin V'shuvayin, and then she cannot have Tashmis again, like the same reason. Next halacha, if she saw 5 days consecutive and 5 days clean, Mishamesh Ashleisha, Hasmuchum Nidasa, so then she can have Tashmis the 3 days which are close to the Nida, which is the 8th, 9th, and 10th, Ayumei Torah, V'shuvayin V'shuvayin, and then she cannot have Tashmis again. If she saw now in Halach Yutes 6 days tummy one after the other, and then 6 days clean, Mishameshes B'chamisha Yom, she can have Tashmis 5 days after the Yom Shvi, which is 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, and then she cannot have Tashmis anymore. Because all the same reason, she will not have 7 clean days. However, if she saw Shiva Tmeim, she saw 7 days unclean, and then Shiva Tayim 7 days clean. Mishamesa Shvua Rishon Asamuch Lindasa. She can have Tashmis the first week after the first 7 days. V'yavach Shvua Tamei, and then comes the so 1 week was unclean, 1 week clean, 1 week unclean. She'll become a Zalva Shvua Teres Yavach of Lesfira Vasul Lishamishpa. So then the second week of cleanliness, which is the fourth week, is counted as days opposite the Yimei Tumah, and she cannot have Tashmis. Nimtzus, it comes out, so Yisim Shemitasa, Bar B'Shvus, El Shvu Echad. That's, of the 4 weeks, you could only have, the first 4 weeks, you could only have intercourse 1 week, the second week. Chol Yemer, and all the days of the marriage, M'Shemesh Shmeina Asa Yem, V'Chol Shmeina Asa Shvus. She can only have Tashmis 18 days out of 18 weeks. Ketzad, example, Shvua Chamishi Arei Zava, the fifth week she's a Zava, Shvua Shishi Shehi Batahira L'Svira, the sixth week which is would be Tar, has to be used counting against, Shvua Shvi, the seventh week she's a Zava, Shvua Shmin L'Svira, the eighth week again goes opposite the seventh week, Shvua Tishi Shehi Reba, the ninth week, which she sees, Chamish Yom Mena Yimei Nida, 5 days of it are considered Yimei Nida, and two of them are considered the Tchilas Yimei Ziv, the beginning of the days of the flux. The 62nd and 63rd day are considered Yimei Ziv. Mishmeres Yom Echad Min Hashvua Asira Tara, so she counts 1 day opposite of it of the 10th week, which was clean, Mishmeres Shishan, then she can have Tashmas 6 days. Shvua Achadasa Shirei Boshnaim Yisev Yimei Ziv. So the 2 days are the end of the Yimei Ziv of the previous count and 5 of the beginning of the Yimei Nida. Then she can have Tashmis 5 days Mishvu Shnei Masa Tar of the next of the 12th week, which was Tar, because the first 2 days of the week are Masim the Shivas Yimei Nida, and she's also only the last 5 days. Shvu Shreshasa, the 13th week, Zava, she's a Zava, Shua Arbas, the Sphere, and the 14th week goes opposite, counted. Then the 15th week, she's a Zava, and Shua, the 16th week, she goes opposite to counted. And Shvu Shavasa, the 17th week, she's a Zava, and Shmeinasa, the Sphere, and the 18th week goes opposite to for counting. First of all, out of this, it will come out always like this, out of 18 weeks, only 18 days will be clean. Nimta Seimer, it comes out, you learn to call Shmein Yasa Shuas, Mishmesh Shmein Yasa Yem, all 18 weeks, you can only have Tashmas 18 days. V'ilulei ir l'chele zeva isa shvu nida v'achad asa yem teira. And if she would not have had this sickness, but rather she'd be a nida for 7 days. And 11 days after she'd be clean, ha'isa Mishmesh b'chol Shmein Yasa Shuas, achadas shuas, sehem sivim yem. Otherwise, she'd be able to have, if only a week she'd be needed, 11 days clean, she'd be able to have tashmis of 18 weeks, 11 weeks. So, which would come out 77 days. When she sees 1 week of uncleanness followed by a week of cleanness, then she can only have intercourse on 18 days, which is approximately one quarter of the normal number of 77, which is even less. This is what the Chacham said, that she could have intercourse for a quarter of her days. If she saw 8 days unclean and 8 days clean, so then she can have tashmis 15 days out of 48 days. Kate's example, the first 8 days of uncleanness, seven of them are yemei nida. Then the yei mecha, the eighth day is yemei ziva samach nidasa, and then the ninth day she has to count shemei siyam keneged yeim. And then Mr. Mesa Shiva. And then she can have Tashmish 7 days. Then she'll have 8 days of Tumah. Two of them complete the Yemei Ziva, and then six of them of the previous 11 days. And six of them are the Yemei Nida. And then will become 8 clean days. Yaim Achamiyam Tashmish Yemei Nida. So one of them is completing the Yemei Nida, which finishing the count which began on the 19th day, and then she can have attachment for the last 7 days. Then she'll have again 8 days of uncleanliness. Four of them will be mashim the Yemei Ziva, which were finished on the 36th day, and four of them will be Yemei Tum Nida. Then it will come out she becomes a Zavak Dale, and she has to count 7 days clean. And Yavala Shmeina Tarim, then come the 8 clean days, so 7 of them she has to count opposite the 7 days Yimei Ziva, and then she can have Tashnas 1 day. So then it comes out altogether 15 days out of 48 days. Chav Gimel Hesera Tisiyam, if she saw 9 days unclean and 9 days she saw clean, then she can have Tashnas 18, Shmeina Yam, 8 days out of every 18 days. Forever. Example, the first 9 days are unclean, 7 days are Yemei Nida, and there's 2 days next to that Yemei Ziva. So then she has to count the 10th day clean for it, and then she can have Tashmish the next 8 days, and then it constantly goes on like that. And there will never be days that she'll be enough days to make her a Zava Gdela. Last halacha in this parak, if she saw 10 days Tami and 10 days Tar, Umasola Maila. And from now on, after 10 days, we don't have to say 11 or 12, because from here on, Afilo Elf Yem Tameh Ve'Elf Yem Tameh, even if it's 1,000 days of clean and 1,000 days of unclean, Yimei Shemusa Ki Minyan Zivasa. So then it will come out that the days she could have intercourse are the same as the number of the days of the flux. Okay, to the example, Asar Tameyim, 10 unclean days. So the first 7 are Yimei Nida, and the next 3 are Yimei Ziva. Then the 10 days of cleanliness come, she has to count 7 days for because she became a Zava, so then she has to count 7 days of cleanliness, so then she can have Tashmas the last 3 days, which are the same as the Yemei Ziva. Nimtzasa comes out, Yemei Shima Shleisha, she can have Tashmas 3 days, the Yemei Zava Shleisha, and the days that she's considered a woman with the flux are 3 days. Even if it's 100 unclean days and 100 clean days, and then 100 unclean days, so Shiva Mayhem Lenida, 7 days are, the first 7 days are Nida, then 93 days are Ziva, then you have a 100 of the 7, of the 100 clean days, you have the first 7 days she has to, even if it was 100 days of Ziva, you only have to count 7 days of Yemei Tyra. And then the last 93 days she can have Tashmas, and even if it goes on 1,000 like this, it will always come out that the Yemei Ziva and the Yemei Tashmas come out the same amount.